He. Before I could know him, he had long been close to me in spirit. Yet many years had to pass until I saw him in body before me. He who knew me within himself and was always around me appeared before as an unrestrained, threatening danger to me. First, I had to overcome all fear within me. No sooner would I find him in body before me. When I then recognized him, I no longer knew myself, and the earthly life I previously lived vanished for me, became insipid for me, worth forgetting, worthless, and empty. For a long time now, we have been within each other as one, and yet two, and united in such a way for spiritual awareness, in dual unity, three. Never does the one, never the other, work alone, for each acts at once for both and for himself. Condition. Countless times I have fallen. Fallen on my way towards the light. Fallen where I should have walked on. Fallen where I would have stood unmovable. I heaped up sin upon sin. Folly upon folly. Guilt upon guilt. Unavoidably. For those who gave me shape were to smooth me in my own dust, just as one can only smooth the hardest of gems in its own dust. Sin never became my pleasure. Folly never my joy. Guilt never my satisfaction. Necessary gravity. Light begotten in unbegotten light, unencumbered by heavy downward thrust. Every luminary were annihilated, venturing in the denseness of the earth, refusing to unite with density. For in gravity-free lightness, purity is what is released from appearance and thought, originally blended only with the Eternal One. To give himself with benefit to the many requires this multitude's appearance and striving, requires temporal actions and life, requires heaviness to raise it up. Thus the luminary impels to earth, spying like the eagle over a herd, that the man of the earth will become his own, who in will was bound to him for incalculable times, before he, the bonded one, was himself begotten as the Son of Man, by a woman of the earth. The Work of the Ruler. Who knows the paths the ruler does show, one of the great four in the unbegotten spirit, when he leads the luminary to the earth, there to find the earthly, that he himself prepares for the spirit, so that in him the light of eternity might find abode, earth-colored, at the appointed time? Here there is no room for human judgment, for wisely the ruler does conceal how he overcame what contradicts, how he won the earthly body for the luminary, who even in the spirit knew not the course of the path. For, free from thirst for knowledge and understanding, he only had to follow the ruler's voice, calling to the earth.